Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Ronan Mackey is here, and Ronan has been here. He's been giving us coffee, he's been flinging croissants across the thing, he's been polishing silverware, he's been doing everything. Ronan, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks a million for having us.
Not at all. Listen, you are the tourism manager.
Yes.
Now, I'm trying to figure out, this is as much a factory, a manufacturing plant, it is also a tourism destination.
Yes.
Which is quite interesting when you think of it that yeah. way. And this is your baby.
Yeah, when Hubert Silver started off, started off as a manufacturer, ended up going into retail, but it's now a tourist destination in its own right. So we'd have our factory tour, gives the heritage and the history of Hubert Silver.
Yeah.
It'd be very attractive to the North American market in particular. But then it has the Museum of Style Icons, a large restaurant. Demand was so high that we actually increased the size of the restaurant, extended the restaurant last year to 240 seats.
That's this section that we're in here now.
Yes.
I thought you'd done this for
built
us.
Built this just for you,
oh,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, so...
But it's, as a fellow, it's very salubrious.
It is.
It really... But this is so that you can have diners here. You would have regulars, wouldn't you, who'd come here for lunch or whatever.
Yeah, so while we're talking about the bus market or the international market, the domestic and the local market is definitely our bread and butter.
Yes.
We would have had 130 seats in the restaurant, and the locals would have been filling that every day. So we built on this extension. The main idea was to look after the international market or the coach market, to seat an extra 100 people in here.
Right, and I suppose in a destination like this, like you come in, there's so much to see. Mm. And one of the things up to that, when you come in the main door and you turn left, is the Christmas area.
Yeah.
Talk about magical. It's like literally a visit to Santa.
Absolutely. And Hubert Silver celebrates Christmas 365 days a year.
This is what I'm commenting. You don't close that down.
No, our Christmas Emporium is open all year round. It's nearly an attraction in itself as well.
Yeah.
But Gifton, it would be a hugely popular area for tourists. Whether it's you want something small to take home or a unique Irish handcrafted product, it makes for a great gift.
Sure.
Even the Irish diaspora would love getting gifts from Hubert Silver.
Of course they would. And come here, you're just back from, you were away at a conference or something.
Yes. So with the help of Falch Ireland and Tourism Ireland, we'd attend a number of shows. I'm just back last night from World Travel Market.
How do you look so fresh? Is it because you're young?
Oh, that and plenty of coffee.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. So when you go to something like that, and you have, as a fellow said, you're wearing your Hubert Silverware badge, that's about attracting people in, isn't it? About making sure that...
That's mainly to try attract the international market into Hubert Silverware. So, you know, the Asian market would even be huge for Hubert. You mentioned that there's so much under this one roof, which is a huge advantage for me anyway, attending those shows. I can attract the North American market who might be looking for heritage in Ireland, or the Asian market who are really interested in the Museum of Style Icons. They love the Hollywood dresses, the big names that have visited Newbridge over the years, and of course they love shopping as well, so the retail store is
for
very
sure.
attractive for them.
And they're not afraid to shop, which is also very handy. But from your point of view, doing all of that and attracting all these people in here, it's a never-ending job in a way, isn't it? Because from once you have somebody in, that's great, now you've got to get the next one. So you're always pushing that envelope, aren't you?
Yeah, attending those trade shows, it is about attracting new business, but also maintaining relationships with existing business. So while we've got some people in and we may have tour series from big operators like CIE or Gate One, our idea is to try to hold on to them and then expand it as well to increase the footfall in
Which has to be done, because otherwise...
Yeah, so we're up around 300,000 visitors a year here at Hubert Silver. Mm-hmm. And so it's a never-ending job trying to increase that visitor number.
Fantastic. Can I just also say, and I think it's important to make the point, you make great coffee.
Oh, thanks a million.
No, you did. It was fantastic.
The restaurant will be quite good as well. Using local Irish produce where possible, has a great reputation in the town. Like I said, it started off really with locals, got this restaurant up and going, and we built on our extension to look after the international market then.
Well, it's flying, and well done to you, and thank you so much. Do you like Joni Mitchell?
Do I like which?
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, of course I do,
thank God for that. It's that moment where someone says, stand her. No, that's all right. Big Yellow Taxi. Have you been to New York? Have you gone to the States?
I have. I've been over to New York on trade shows as well,
because that market is very important, obviously.
Yeah.
We live in a changing world based on yesterday, for sure. Yeah. But equally, it is a very important market for you guys.
It is. And for Hubert Silver, the US and Canada market, very much interested in the heritage, the factory tour.
Yes.
Yes. And like I said, and we diversify into many markets. Domestic market is huge for us as well.
Sure, I know. I know it. Listen, congratulations and thank you so much for your hospitality this morning. It's
no
very
problem,
lovely.
Marty, really, thanks a million. Great having you.
That's Ronan Mackey, who is the tourism manager. This is Joni Mitchell, who is 81 this very morning in her big yellow dress.